In the last decade, YouTube has managed to become one of the main sources of entertainment, with data confirming that more Americans watch YouTube videos over cable television or any other social media site. With the rise of YouTube, we saw the rise of massive creators who amass millions of followers, sometimes even hundreds of millions, turning YouTube from the amateur video posting site it started as to the leading source of media entertainment in the world. YouTube used to be second to Hollywood, but now it seems to be becoming Hollywood. As that happens, YouTube has started to deal with some of the same problems Hollywood is facing, with many of these big creators that made YouTube what it is getting exposed as PDF files and creeps. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be exposing YouTube's biggest alleged creep, Mr. Beast. Let's get right into it. 2024 hasn't been a good year for you if you're a famous creep, as left and right, we have been seeing some of the biggest creators get exposed for their inappropriate behavior. In Hollywood, big actors and executives being creeps is almost expected, but when it comes to YouTubers, it's rather shocking, as YouTube seems so far removed from Hollywood. But as we can see, it seems that when you give some people lots of money or lots of fame, their darker side eventually comes to the light. This year, the YouTube audience has learned of the dirty deeds of some of the biggest creators on the platform. And in today's episode, I'll be exposing one of those creators, Mr. Beast, who is the biggest one of them all. Now, some of this information you might already know, but it's important to tell this story in its entirety for context. We will also be getting into the new allegations made against Mr. Beast later in this video that only makes him look worse. Over the last few months, Mr. Beast has been dealing with non-stop controversy, as he is now facing serious career-ending allegations by former employees of his company. What one of Mr. Beast's former employees exposed about him could change the public perspective of the so-called most generous YouTuber on the planet. I already made a full video on my thoughts of Mr. Beast's operation, and I explained how Mr. Beast managed to create this philanthropist persona in order to trick his child fans into watching his content, participating in his illegal child lotteries, and buying his merch. Today's video is going to focus more on his alleged involvement and cover-up of inappropriate behavior that was taking place at his company. Considering that Mr. Beast's content is made mostly for children, it's rather disturbing to discover that members of his team were caught being inappropriate with children. Now, this all started with the Chris Tyson scandal, Mr. Beast's employee and longtime best friend. Chris Tyson is mostly known for being Mr. Beast's best friend and working on the channel. Besides that, he's also famous for his very public transition from a male to a trans woman, who now calls himself Ava. When Chris Tyson became Ava Tyson, Mr. Beast received tons of negative scrutiny for allowing this to go on his platform. But he chose to defend his friend, standing up for him and calling out those who had anything negative to say about it, which would end up being a decision that came back to bite Mr. Beast in his backside. Now, I know we all know about the Chris Tyson situation, but it's important for the sake of this story that we go over it again. A couple months ago, I reported on Chris Tyson being exposed as a groomer in a potential PDF file, as he was exposed for grooming minors on a Discord server he had created. Essentially, Chris was chatting with underage fans inappropriately on this Discord server. He was caught sending adult anime content and having inappropriate conversations with some of the teens he had hired to moderate his Discord. He was also exposed for his support and friendship of the artist Shadman, who is known for drawing inappropriate paintings of underage characters or people doing very disturbing inappropriate things. Chris was called out for buying one of Shadman's paintings and hanging them on his wall. This detail was very important, and we will be coming back to it later in this video. After one victim posted leaked Discord conversations, another one of his victims posted a video calling out Chris for sending him inappropriate adult content and routinely flirting with him, calling him daddy while he was underage.
Tyson from Mr. Beast used me and manipulated me and did very inappropriate things with me while I was about 15 years old. I was actually friends with Lava GS at the time, who is the main victim of Chris that everyone has been talking about these last few days, who claims he isn't a victim, but we all know he is, and we all know he probably got paid off. Not only that, but he's also under an NDA from when he worked for Mr. Beast Gaming for 2 years, and he tried to get me to join Mr. Beast Gaming himself, Lava. He's the one who actually sent me the contract and tried to get me to sign the NDA, at which point I ended our friendship because I knew they were just trying to silence me. Me and him were both initially involved in running Chris's Discord server, helping him set up his Twitch streams and moderating them, technical back-end things that he needed help with. This Discord server that we were a part of had about 10 people in it, most of whom were minors. I'm not sure how they got in there. other than me and Lava. He won a giveaway and Chris invited him after that. And Chris invited me after I saw one of his tweets asking for help setting up a Garry's Mod server for the 10 million subscriber MrBeast video. This turned into us having lots of private conversations with Chris and playing video games with him for hours on end. Not only did we do a lot of unpaid work for him that he promised he would pay us for, he would also frequently bring up topics that was definitely not appropriate to bring up around 15, 16 year olds, especially with him being like, I don't know, 20, 21 years old. He would even go as far as linking me several different videos throughout the time of me talking with him. Not only that, but he had an NSFW bot in his Discord server before he made it public. So when it was just a private server, his little circle of miners, and he would use this NSFW bot to spam different images, alongside all these 15 year olds. He would also frequently call me dad and daddy as well as the others, which I guess we all kind of just took as a joke at the time. You have to think this is someone who we looked up to at the time, we idolized, we thought was the coolest person in the world, so they couldn't really do any wrong in our eyes. But looking back, I was definitely uncomfortable at being called daddy by a 20-year-old, and it, even just thinking about it now, it's just uncomfortable. This server later went public and became his official Discord server, but before it did, he had me and Lava spend multiple days scrubbing this Discord server clean of all of the N-words he had sent in it, as well as his friends, as well as deleting the NSFW channels and making sure no one could see that he was spamming. This story is so much bigger and runs so much deeper than any of you really realize.
This eventually went viral online, with many people calling out Chris Tyson and MrBeast, which forced Chris to respond to the allegations, denying any wrongdoing, claiming that it was all just edgy jokes he was making being taken the wrong way. Posting this response on Twitter, "I would like to apologize for any of my past behavior or comments. If it's hurt or offended anyone, it was not my intent. Seeing recent events, we've mutually decided it's best I permanently step away from all things MrBeast and social media to focus on my family and mental health. I want to add that I have never groomed anyone." To lump these two factors together to create a narrative that my behavior extended beyond a bad edgy joke is disgusting and did not happen. In past years, I have learned that my old humor is not acceptable. I cannot change who I was, but I can continue to work on myself. After Chris denied the inappropriate activities, only more proof came out confirming that it was all true. This led to the internet completely turning on Chris Tyson, forcing MrBeast to finally respond to the allegations. MrBeast responded by posting this response on Twitter. "Over the last few days, I've become aware of the serious allegations of Ava Tyson's behavior online, and I am disgusted and opposed to such unacceptable acts. During that time, I have been focused on hiring an independent third party to conduct a thorough investigation to ensure I have all the facts. That said, I have seen enough online and taken immediate action to remove Ava from the company, my channel, and any association with MrBeast. I do not condone or support any of this inappropriate actions." With this, not only did MrBeast choose to fire his best friend, but he also seems to confirm the inappropriate behavior he was doing at his company, choosing to completely detach himself from him in hopes of keeping his brand clean. The only thing is, it was already too late. As it was soon discovered, Jimmy knew what his best friend was up to on that Discord server and did nothing about it. As proof was eventually leaked, showing MrBeast was active on the Discord server where all the inappropriate activities were taking place and actually engaged in conversations himself. This screenshot was leaked, showing a Discord conversation between MrBeast, Chris Tyson, and some of the victims. The screenshot showed MrBeast responding directly to Chris Tyson's comments, talking about the size of his manhood. This seems to 100% confirm that MrBeast was aware of this Discord server and on occasions even interacted with the conversations. So MrBeast claiming that he had no clue of Chris Tyson's behavior, saying that he didn't approve of it, just doesn't hold up. This wasn't even the worst of it either, as it was later exposed that it appeared MrBeast also supported Shadman in his inappropriate child paintings. Like I said earlier, Shadman literally draws paintings for PDF files, and it appears MrBeast was supporting him. After MrBeast fired Chris Tyson, people started to call out MrBeast for having a Shadman painting visible in a few of his videos. Unfortunately, these videos were since edited by MrBeast's team to remove all instances where the Shadman paintings are shown. But I managed to find a screenshot online from one of MrBeast's old videos showing Jimmy sitting right by the painting. In this screenshot, it almost appears like he was looking right at it. According to my research, there were several MrBeast videos that featured the Shadman painting that were recently edited out. Now this to me seems like a clear admission of guilt. This proves they knew about Shadman's paintings and knew it wasn't a good look, and that's why they removed it. Think about it. If Mr. Beast or his team didn't think anything bad about these paintings or the man who drew them, why did they go through the hassle of deleting these scenes from old videos that no one's even watching? Even after this proof, some people online have come out to defend Mr. Beast, claiming that he most likely didn't know the paintings were drawn by Shadman. The thing is, Mr. Beast knows exactly who Shadman is and his paintings because he interacted with him on Twitter back in 2018. Now, we know for sure that his best friend Chris Tyson, who is now known as a certified PDF file, had a friendship with Shadman. If you ask me, with Mr. Beast removing Shadman's painting from his past videos, and this tweet proves Mr. Beast knew exactly who Shadman was. Mr. Beast, who makes content for kids, seems to have some kind of friendship with a man who paints inappropriate pictures of kids. This is a massive red flag and already isn't looking good for Mr. Beast. And unfortunately, it only gets worse. As Dogpack404, the former employee of Mr. Beast that exposed him for the illegal lotteries, recently came out exposing more of Jimmy's dark secrets. In the new video, he interviews a former Mr. Beast employee named Weddle, who revealed that Mr. Beast had hired a man they called Delaware to work on a few of his videos. Now, it turns out Delaware was actually a registered S offender that Weddle claims was previously arrested for crimes against a person under the age of 18. According to Weddle, Mr. Beast knew he was a PDF file but still hired him, even going as far as making Delaware conceal his face during videos so he wouldn't be recognized.
Outside of it, Chris Tyson, did you ever send me or hear about any misconduct at the company?
I've heard rumors. I can't confirm or deny anything. I don't have any tangible evidence, but I've heard stuff. If it could be investigated, that'd be great. But it's like water cooler talk. But I've heard things, yes, of course. I heard, you know, people have been let go for assaulting some very young people. The idea that Jimmy didn't know, or that Jimmy was covering stuff up. He didn't want stuff to come out. You know, he's very careful about his image. You know, the tangible proof that he knew but covered it up. You know, how do you prove that, you know? Well, there was a known offender, registered sex offender, convicted sex offender, on the registry and everything, who worked there. From what I hear, I can't confirm or deny, from what I hear, he's on the registry for doing some not great stuff to some underage people. And they knew that. And he's working at a channel that has underage people on and around and is targeted to underage people. And they covered up the fact that not only did he work there, but he was like the manager when it all started. And you know that he knew, and because he'll be in videos, he'll be in thumbnails, he'll be around. And whenever he is, he's wearing a mask. Why'd you wear a mask? Why would you conceal your face? What are you concealing?
That you are a registered sex offender?
And that your face could be looked up on a thing? How much more can you literally cover up a sex offender with a physical mask? Like, do I have to... Is it more on the nose, or I don't know why they let him go, because there's rumors back and forth. You know, so I don't know why they let him go, but he did leave at one point. Even if that guy didn't do anything, they still knew about it and he was still around. And what if he's one of the people in the Discord servers? What if he's not? I don't know. But when I was there, they called him Delaware. It's like, why do you call him Delaware? I didn't know. Apparently they called him Delaware because he's not allowed to go back to Delaware.
Now, this is rather disturbing considering Mr. Beast has a bunch of children participating in his videos, meaning Mr. Beast could have potentially put a registered S offender PDF file near vulnerable children willingly. Again, this is truly disturbing, especially with the reputation Mr. Beast created for himself as a creator for the kids. These allegations were eventually confirmed by another Mr. Beast employee, who was actually the brother-in-law of Delaware named Jake Franklin, known as Jake the Viking. Jake said on a Twitter post, he was hired, speaking of Delaware, before I was, and was actually the reason I got hired at Mr. Beast. Jimmy knew, but again, this incident happened in 2010, and Delaware was hired in 2017-2018. Delaware was also let go from the company before I was. Delaware was supposed to be a behind-the-scenes manager, but in a couple of videos, he was asked to partake because we needed people. He was reluctant, especially in the straitjacket video, because of his charges, and that's why he wore the mask. Here we have another one of Mr. Beast's employee confirming Jimmy knew about Delaware's crimes and was okay with hiring him to work around his staff and potential children. While these accusations basically imply that Mr. Beast, at minimum, did not care about Delaware's previous charges, it also shows that he doesn't care about the safety of his employees or the children he hires for videos. Sadly, things only get worse after this, because just a few days back, Dogpack404 released a brand new video exposing Mr. Beast yet again, this time for hiring a former adult film creator to work at his company. According to Dogpack, the employee LaKoya Hill ran an adult entertainment business before joining Mr. Beast's team as a producer in 2019. In 2021, he would end up getting fired after it was discovered that LaKoya had SA'd his straight 18-year-old assistant on the job. However, after being fired in 2021 for the alleged SA of his assistant, he was rehired by Mr. Beast and brought on as the company's COO in 2023, with Mr. Beast doing his best to keep the whole situation under wraps. Now, I don't understand how anyone in their right minds would hire a former adult film creator to work at a company that makes child content, but then to go on to protect this man and give him a new position in your company when he was exposed is just a whole nother level of disturbing. In this new video, Dogpack also alleges that many of Mr. Beast's former female employees have complained and even quit their job because of inappropriate behavior taking place at his company. Dogpack even claims that one employee was let go and given 3 years severance pay to keep her mouth quiet about what was going on at the company. Dogpack also talks about Mr. Beast's secret CEO, James Warren, who's Jimmy's own cousin. Dogpack claims that James likes to put his hands on women and is allegedly responsible for covering up SA crimes at the company. Going off these allegations, it appears that Mr. Beast's company is not a safe place for neither women or children. In my opinion, things are looking really bad for Mr. Beast. There are no longer allegations of him running illegal lotteries and taking advantage of his child fans. It has escalated to serious allegations that, if true, will forever change the way people look at Mr. Beast. Doing this investigation for this video, I can't lie, it's hard for anyone to defend Mr. Beast. I know he does a lot of good things, but it seems he's only doing it for alternative reasons. Sometimes when people spend so much time creating this great guy image, it's because they're hiding who they truly are. I don't believe this is all made up allegations to bring Mr. Beast down. These allegations seem to have a lot of evidence attached to them. If these allegations weren't true, I don't think Mr. Beast would be deleting scenes from old videos where the Shadman paintings were, or sending cease and desist notices to people exposing him. Ask yourself, why all the covering up? Usually people cover things up when they are trying to hide their bad deeds. I'm just saying. So many people don't want to believe the allegations about Jimmy because Mr. Beast has given away so much. The thing is, Jimmy used his philanthropy to hide his evil. Thankfully for the world, the truth always comes to the light. Now, it appears that Jimmy could possibly be the biggest creep on YouTube, or at least someone protecting the creeps at his company, and in my opinion, that makes him just as bad. While Jimmy seems to love giving back to the kids, we have to remember monsters love luring in children with candy and prizes, just like Jimmy does with his entire channel. It's important that the truth is out there so we can protect our women and children. If things like this continue to go unchecked, eventually something seriously wrong will happen. We shouldn't wait for a child to come out saying they were SA'd at Mr. Beast's company for us to do something about it. I myself have a 7-year-old son and worry about things like this all the time. It's becoming more and more dangerous for these kids online. Even the creators that are so-called child-friendly are turning out to be dangerous for children. Our jobs as parents are to protect our children. And honestly, these allegations made against Mr. Beast makes him one of the people I'm trying to protect my son from. Well, I'm gonna end this one here, but before you guys go, I just wanted to ask you guys to like, comment, and share this video so others may see the truth. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.